Alaska has led the nation in the incidence of sexual assault and domestic violence against women, but until now, there were no clear numbers on the rate of victimization. Those numbers have been found to be shockingly high. As KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, a new survey indicates that close to half of all Alaska women have experienced physical violence at some point in their lives.
The new Alaska Victimization Survey, released today, was conducted by the University of Alaska Anchorage Justice Center through a contract with the State Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. It is modeled on a national survey and was conducted earlier this year over a two-month period through telephone calls to 871 randomly selected women. Dr. Andre Rosé, director of the Justice Center, said Thursday that the survey is an excellent representation of average statewide estimates of the volume of assaults against women.
We asked respondents if any of their romantic or sexual partners had ever slapped them, pushed or shoved them, hit them with a fist or something hard, kicked them, hurt them by pulling their hair, slammed them against something, tried to hurt them by choking or suffocating them, beat them, burned them on purpose, or used a knife or gun on them. Overall, we estimate that 47.6% of adult women in the state of Alaska have experienced intimate partner violence at some point in their lifetime.
That percentage translates to 117,685 women in the state. Rosé said the survey does not provide estimates of incidences in distinct locations or among specific racial groups. The survey was conducted only among English-speaking adult women with cell phones or landlines. He said researchers gathered information on three types of violence against women: intimate partner violence, threats of physical violence, and actual physical violence. The influence of alcohol and drug use was factored in. The survey includes recent statistics on past year violence.
We found that 9.4% of adult women in the state of Alaska experienced intimate partner violence in the past year. If we just focus on the past year, almost 10%, or 23,240 women experienced intimate partner violence at some point in the past year.
Rosé said prior to the survey, there was no information available on the actual incidence of intimate partner violence or sexual violence in the state. The survey includes both reported and unreported offenses. Law enforcement data is insufficient, he said, because it does not include offenses that were not reported to police. The victimization survey provides a baseline for future research into the rates of rape, physical battering, and domestic abuse against women in the state, and it could be used to gain funding for programs against domestic violence, according to Sandy Samaniego, CDVSA executive director.
The numbers presented by the survey, if contemplated at all, are daunting. When we remember that these numbers represent real lives, real people, then we somewhat comprehend the heartbreak that these numbers represent. How can we possibly turn the tide on the scourge of violence that spans our state? I think we do it the same way we address every other tragedy and malady in our lives. We do it one step at a time.
Stephanie McFadden, chair of the CDVSA, said the council has been working on the problem of domestic violence for 30 years.
We deal with family violence, dating violence, rape, and child abuse. They're all big problems in our state. This is not new news to our state. Historically, we have had high incidences of domestic violence and sexual assault. But we knew that to make a difference, something had to change. The first thing we needed to know was the real size of the problem, because we knew that not all assaults are reported to law enforcement.
Alaska State Trooper Colonel Audie Holloway agreed law enforcement figures on violence against women in Alaska are not accurate.
It's probably close to maybe less than one-tenth that's reported based on what we're seeing here.
McFadden says the real-time data is to be used to move the state forward in solving the epidemic of domestic violence in Alaska. The survey cost $280,000. Rosé said more information will be coming out in a report this fall. I'm Ellen Lockyer.